It's Mikey O'Connor and another Geezer cast. It's raining. It's been raining all summer. We've had a fantastic amount of rain, and it seems to be continuing into the fall. Our little road washed out. We got to fix the culvert. Finally got it perfectly fixed day before yesterday, and it washed out again today. Oh, well. A lot of rain this summer. Anyway, I thought I would talk. It's election time. Oh, my unborn grandchildren. And I thought I would tell you what it's like on the inside of this one. Could be a pretty interesting election this year. Barack Obama was elected 2 years ago. And there's a new movement afoot here in the U.S. called the Tea Party Movement, which has really got some legs, I think. I don't believe them. I don't like what they're saying, but what they're saying is working. And so I have a feeling we're going to have a pretty interesting election this time around. The polls are certainly showing that. And as I was thinking about this, I came across a really interesting documentary on the BBC called The Century of the Self, which I encourage you to Google. It's on YouTube. It's quite long. It's, I don't know. It was a series in the BBC. It was probably 5 or 6 hours long. But it sort of talks about the history of using Freudian psychology to identify people's inner wants and needs, which became the basis of PR and advertising and so on, and how it eventually found its way into politics. And I think we are living out another phase of all that. It's a really interesting show, and I encourage you to go watch it. I'm not going to try and cover it all. But it's basically an interesting tussle between the political goal of meeting all of our little wants and desires, our little individual wants, as opposed to politics that says, where do we want to go? And then electing the people who can get us there the best. And it would seem that the politicians who respond to individual desires are going to take the day, I think. I think Obama was a good experiment in electing a leader who articulated where we wanted to go, but doesn't seem to be working. And I'm sure there are a lot of reasons why. But as a result, the politics of individual desire are, I think, on the resurgence. Sad to say, but there you go. That's sort of the phase we're in. And another interesting thing that I'm seeing in all this is how the internet sort of plays into this. You know, in the old days, especially when the BBC show was made about 10 years ago and the internet hadn't really taken off yet. Now with the internet, not all the way deployed, but pretty close to deployed, you can see how easy it is to for sort of edgy voices to be heard and middle voices to be, I don't know that drowned out's the right word. They just don't emerge because they don't come out of the clutter. And so what we've got is sort of edgy voices on the left and the right. Right now, I think the right has really got the momentum. Sort of being heard, the Tea Party voices being the best example. We've got crazy things that have been in the news recently, there was this preacher in the South somewhere, I have no idea where, who got international attention threatening to burn the Quran, and got all kinds of publicity for that. Just, you know, wacky stuff. And so, you know, the internet really helps kind of propel that. And I don't know really where this is all going to lead, but I do know that we're going to have a really interesting election this time around. Another interesting article that Marcy came across. There's a rich guy named Koch. His name's spelled C-O-C-H, or K-O-C-H, so normally I'd pronounce that Koch, but I think it's Koch. There's a refinery in the Twin Cities that is owned by that guy, and I think people call it the Koch Refinery. Anyway, he's pretty right-wing, and he's putting a lot of money into the Tea Party, and when you think about their agenda, yeah, it's raining. It's been raining like this forever. We've gotten an awful lot of rain this year. Anyway, he is clearly trying to just make more money as an oil guy, and he's trying to derail policies that would make him less money. And another article just came out that there are 400 guys in the U.S., mostly guys. I suppose there are some women in this crew, but it's mostly men, mostly white guys. The 400 richest guys in the country are collectively worth $1.3 trillion, which is a boatload of money. It's the whole concentration thing. And you sort of think about how we think we're voting, but if in fact we're just voting for policies that are made up to pander to our wants and desires by focus group type people, maybe all we're doing is voting to keep ourselves calm so that those 400 guys can continue to run the country to meet their needs. It certainly would seem like a possible approach. And so I'm feeling pretty cranky about where things are headed. I don't like the policies of the Tea Party at all. They're into reduced taxes, reduced government, you know, the usual. I mean, it's always about that. It's always about, well, what do you want? Well, I don't want to pay as much money in taxes. Okay, well, we'll make sure that we cut your taxes. You know, nobody seems to be thinking beyond what that means. I mean, so we cut taxes, the roads are a mess, so then when you drive your pickup truck over the road and it bends the rims and blows out the tires and costs you more money than it would have had you paid a little bit more in taxes so that we could fix the roads, nobody's connecting those dots. It's all about taking care of you right now. And I think what happens is that we're being presented sort of, as the BBC commentary pointed out, with the illusion that we're in control, when in fact our society is really being managed by 400 white guys that are worth $1.3 trillion. And if you connect that to the political side, I've been more and more entranced with the notion the best darn government money can buy. It's made it much easier for me to predict what the government's going to do if I just presume that it's bought and paid for by the 400 rich guys. Because, you know, all of the actions seem to favor the big companies that the 400 rich guys own. And we rejoice and go to Tea Party rallies and re-elect these jokers because people haven't been able to capture the other side of the equation. So, that's the Deja Vu All Over Again podcast. It'd be really interesting to see how this election turns out, but I have a feeling it's going to be a blowout for the right wing. Maybe another Gingrich-style shift, except it won't be as focused on a single leader like Gingrich. It'll be a much more broad-based, I don't know if broad-based is right, but leaderless in a way. Because this Tea Party gang, this is a gang that's got all of the buttons pushed, but they don't really have a leadership cadre. And so I think what we're going to head into is a period where the Congress swings quite a bit to the right. Not that it was very far to the left before, because it's the best darn government money can buy. But I think it's going to swing even more towards the taking care of the 400 rich guys at the expense of the rest of us. So stay tuned. And for you, my unborn grandchildren, it'll be interesting to see whether this is as epic as I think it's going to be. Another grouchy geezer cast on a rainy day. And I'll try and come back with a cheery one the next time.